Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, hello, and welcome back. Welcome back. For those of you who are the loyal listeners of Brown Sugar Radio, we just truly want to say thank you for joining us. We appreciate the time that you have spent with us today. And so I just want to let you know that for whatever reason, Blog Talk is giving me some issues today. We will work past this. You know I got to have my theme song for my loyal listeners who are in the chat. I want to say thank you for waiting patiently for us to air and come on live. Today we are going to do a sneak peek of what's in store for you at the Ambitious Woman Seminar in Las Vegas, Nevada, November 12th. And so I'm just truly, truly excited to have Lucretia Harrison, Adandi Love, and Alicia Houston present today. But before we get started, Blog Talk is not going to do me like this. I need my theme song, so we're going to revert right, look, right here. Here we go. We'll be back in 1 minute. Let's go, Blog Talk. Let's get it together.
It's another beautiful day on Brown Sugar Radio. Get ready to ignite a passion and purpose of overflow. Cherish the value of being you and nurture your soul. Handle your business like a boss and take full control. I invite you to engage upon a journey of greatness and use the gifts within that God has made. This is the time to win and not to lose. So sit back, relax, and take off the blues. Get ready for another exciting segment here on the hottest urban show on the internet. It's Brown Sugar Radio.
All right, yes, now we are ready to flow like we do Brown Sugar Radio style. All right, yeah, I couldn't be right without my theme song. All right, so we are back in action, and just definitely thank you for those who have followed Brown Sugar Radio over the years. Many of you know that I always like to have exciting guests, juicy topics, and definitely something to make you think and motivate you. But our goal today is to just let you know the importance of why you need to be there on November 12th in Las Vegas, Nevada, at the Ambitious Woman Seminar. And so what I'm going to do is have each speaker share with you their powerful topic and why you need to be there on November 12th. And we're going to start first with Adandi. Adandi Lane, how are you today?
I am wonderful. How are you?
I am fabulous, fabulous, fabulous. And so I would love for you to just share a teeny bit about yourself, not too much, just enough to let them know who you are. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to hear the rest, you got to come out on November 12th. And let them know your topic and why they need to be there on the 12th.
Okay, well, hello, 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 everyone. My name is Adandi. I am a passion and progress coach and your personal empowerment expert. A special thank you to Brown Sugar Radio for allowing me to be introduced to your audience. I am so excited about the inaugural presentation of the Ambitious Women's Empowerment Conference.
Yes.
It was just a pleasure to be asked to participate in something that I feel so deeply in about the empowerment of women and what it is that we need to do to really ground ourselves in who we are and then how we utilize that to push forward in our professional lives. My segment is entitled God First, Then Career, and it's about being led in life and then into your profession. And I want you all to think about that for a second, being led in life and then into your profession. So let me break that down real quick. The word in is used to indicate a place or a placement or a condition, but the word into signifies a direction. So in other words, you have to live under the condition that God leads in order for your profession to move in the direction that God says. Let me say that again for you.
Love
you
it.
Have to live under the condition that God leads in order for your profession to move in the direction that God says. Now,
yes,
let me say,
yes.
I also Thank you. I don't believe in presenting workshops without takeaways. My coaching clients always have homework. I believe that growth is a daily process that has to be practiced daily. So attending this conference means that you will leave with work to do, but I promise it'll be good for you if you don't think that it's good to you.
Okay.
I'm going to present some.
I love it.
I mean, that's real.
Okay.
I'm going to present some background on how listening to spirit provoked my own action plan and why I feel the art of listening is the most important business skill that you will acquire. Let me also say, I am not a person that likes being told what to do. So learning this skill was very difficult to me. So I'm also going to throw in some of the mistakes that I made when I didn't want to listen. Second, I'm going to present some step-by-step to-do activities that our ambitious women participants can take with them so they can turn their introspection into inspiration. We're going to discuss the importance of clarity when defining your what, your why, and your how, and which aspects of business should not be included in your market research. When we do business planning, it often requires a lot of comparison on what you're doing and what other businesses in your niche are doing and what that looks like as far as how you're moving forward. But some of that, a lot of that, can be avoided when God is directing your flow. So we're going to talk about what things should not be included in that kind of market research and comparison. Finally, here comes the homework. I'm going to leave women with a specific assignment that will tap into their intellect and spirit and set the stage for immediate growth. This is not a picture your happy place event, with me especially. You will do the work. I will be sure that you walk away with a plan and not just a plan to plan, because we all know how well that works out. I've been leading empowerment workshops for the better part of 10 years. And as my skills sharpened, I watched the benefit that I was able to give to my clients grow in tremendous ways. But when I stopped playing and I allowed God to control my professional moves, I watched my impact increase exponentially. So a part of this is also going to be my testimony. If it sounds like a lot of information, don't worry. I got you. It might be, but I promise you it will be worth it, and I will only be adding to this amazing experience and all of the speakers that are going to present to you on this day. Putting God first may end up being one of the hardest parts of your business plan, but let me give you some keys on how to make it work and how it can be one of the most beneficial things that you do add. I am grateful to Kim for inviting me again to be a part of this panel, and I cannot wait to see all of your ambitious woman selves on November 12th. As always, if you want some more information, you can check me out on Facebook or Instagram and Twitter at Shia Donde, or hop on the website for conference details and additional insights at www.sheadonde.com. That's all
yes.
I got for you.
Yes. Love right. it, love it, love it. Yes, yes. I'm telling you. So look, okay, now that is just one of the powerful speakers that we have in store for you on November 12th. And so listen, I'm already excited, okay? I'm just bubbling with excitement. I can't wait because I already know it's going to be phenomenal what's going to take place. So this seminar, ladies who are tuned in, is a little different than the Total Woman Experience, and I wanted to clarify that. The Total Woman Experience was a huge success. It was phenomenal. We had a great time. However, that was geared to the total woman, being a woman in every aspect of a woman and the different hats that we wear in life. The ambitious woman is focused on that go-getter, honey, that boss lady, ladypreneur, I mean the woman that's handling and doing some big things, running her life, right? And so this is really, really important. If you do not have a business and you desire one, you want to learn how to get started, come out and listen to women that have done it or are doing it or in transition, making it happen. We have women from all walks of life that are attending. And so I'm really excited. This is why I handpicked the women that are on the panel, because each of them have their own special story. And so the next lady that I'd love to introduce, thank you, Adani. I appreciate what you brought today on Brown Sugar Radio. All right.
Here,
and so for for those of you who have been following Brown Sugar Radio for quite some time, definitely, you know, I started out as a radio show host here as Brown Sugar, and now I am a lifestyle and abundance coach, Kim Bullock-Hennix, and I'm so honored because this next lady has really been dear to my heart. She's been in my life for quite some time, and she's actually my personal stylist. She keeps Look, Kim Bullock-Hennix Slade, I'd love to welcome Lucretia Harrison to Brown Sugar Radio. Actually, welcome her back. She's been a guest before, but when you see my hair tight and laid and locked up, that's Lucretia Harrison doing that. So how are you today?
I'm fine. Thank you for having me, Miss Kim.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I'm just so, so glad because I have actually just really, let me tell you something. You are so gifted. I mean, I just could not have you not be in My Ambitious Woman because your story is so powerful, and I can't wait for the ladies to hear Lucretia's story. But not only that, she does my hair. She does my daughter's hair. I don't let nobody else touch my hair but Lucretia. Okay? And so, yes, I love it. You want to share a little bit about you and your topic and why they need to be there on November 12th, Lucretia?
Okay, yes. My name is Lucretia Harrison, and I am a cosmetologist. I'm from Las Vegas. I started my business, A Queen of Beauty, in 2006. For the conference, I will be sharing my topic is Stepping Out on Faith. And the reason why I chose that topic is because I wanted to share with you guys how I became a successful entrepreneur and how faith led me into that direction. I'm going to be giving you guys tips on how to start your business, how to advertise, give back. It's a lot of steps on becoming an entrepreneur and a lot of things that you have to go through. So I'm going to just be sharing what I went through and the steps that I took and how faith led me in the direction. Because it didn't always start off that way. I always had the talent of doing hair. I always wanted to do that. But I started off doing something different. And, you know, it took God to just say, no, that's not what you're supposed to be doing. And he showed me a different way. And sometimes, just like Adonde said, you have to listen to the signs. You have to look for signs. And you have to follow them. So I'm hoping that my message will reach some of the young people and give them the courage, the confidence to just go after their dreams and to become an entrepreneur, because like you say, being a boss lady, being your own, you know, being your own person is one of the greatest things that you can do for you and your family. So I'm just happy to, you know, be able to share with you guys and to attend the Ambitious Women Conference.
Absolutely. And I appreciate that, Lucretia. Like I said, I know I've definitely I'm telling you, we've talked so much back and forth. That's one thing. Not only is she a stylist and a cosmetologist, she's a therapist. I know you listen to all kind of women problems when you're doing hair, right?
Okay. I do. I hear it all, and I try to give my best feedback. You know, like you say, both of us, we talk to each other all the time while I'm working. And, you know, like you say, it is a form of therapy when people come and sit in my chair. They do tell me stuff, and I'm happy that I can be the person to listen to them and, you know, help them through some of the things that they go through. So,
And then, too, the thing that I love about Lucretia is not only listening is a part of therapy, but I let her know. I said, girl, I look forward to my hair appointments. That's therapeutic. You know, when I walk out, girl, I look in the mirror, and I'll be like, hey, you know what I'm saying? I feel good about me. You know, so the gift you have to make women feel good about themselves, and we'll definitely get into that some more on November 12th. But, ladies, I'm telling you, you have got to get there because we have got some amazing stories that you're going to be mind-blown, totally mind-blown. And so thank you so much, Lucretia. I appreciate everything that you are bringing to Ambitious Women on November 12th. All right.
Thank
and so you're welcome. All right, and so the next speaker that I have, is truly one of my power partners. I mean, it's crazy. I call her my soul sister. Look, if I think it, she says it. I feel it. She knows it. I mean, we're so in sync with one another. But not only is this sister doing some bad to the bone things in her own life with her family and her business, she has one. She's actually one of the elite ambitious women who has reached her business. She's going to tell you about it. I don't know. Should I spill the beans already, Alicia? I might as well go on and say it. She's one of the speakers that is at the top of her game and has built a million-dollar business. So for those ladies who want to make some big bucks, Alicia Houston is the lady you need to speak to and pay close attention to. She's going to share with you more in depth of what you can do to step your game up and enter that elite inner circle. And so, Alicia Houston, welcome back to
Thank
Brown
you.
Sugar Radio.
Thank you. Thank you, Kim, for providing this beautiful platform for all of us women who are just have the intention of bettering ourselves, bettering our communities, bettering our families, and just being present. So thank you so
yes.
much for this beautiful platform that you have provided for each and every one of us present. And I also mirror, you know, Adonde and Lucretia just thanking you for this opportunity because it is a gift that you have provided to each one of us. So I also want to say thank you as well.
You're welcome. Absolutely.
So just a little bit about me, and as Kim says, you must be present on November 12th in beautiful Las Vegas to really get the goods. So this sneak peek
yes.
from all these wonderful women is just that, a sneak peek, a small piece of what's truly in store for you. My topic that I have found to be the most resonant with me and really that was the foundation of my success was the divine flow that comes with learning how to receive. And for me, I was a person who always had a picture of what something was supposed to look like. So if it didn't look a certain way, then it must not be right. So as life continued for me and I kept running into walls, I kept hitting roadblocks, I kept having to make detours, I began to just learn that I needed to surrender. I needed to surrender, and it's not easy. It's not easy as being an entrepreneur. It's not easy being a mother. It's not easy being really the breadwinner of your home and really learning how to surrender and just let God have his way. And
That's right.
when you surrender, you are really open to receiving everything and not by my own agenda of what it was supposed to look like, but what God's agenda was. And in that time that I surrendered, I learned that I needed to take better care of myself, better care of my health, better care of my family. I was one of those people that thought you had to just work hard. You have to work hard, and when you work hard, you reap the benefit of everything. That is not true. We are not here to work hard in that manner. We should actually have intentional steps, but those steps should be downloaded divinely and be congruent with the path that we're on. We tend
wow.
to make things much more difficult than they really need to be. And as Adonde said, when you are in that flow with God and you allow God to lead you, it is amazing the doors that open. It is amazing the connections that happen. It is amazing what is just magnetized to you because you are walking in your divine purpose and allowing things to just be. You are no longer forcing. You become the magnetic force, and everything comes to you. I have been an entrepreneur since 2004. I had a brick-and-mortar business with two other business partners. And we built a wonderful business, and I found myself as the CEO of that company in 2008. So that was only 4 years after we had opened. And I fought it. I thought I was not ready, but God told me I was ready. And in that time, when I took over as CEO, I took us to multi-million dollar figures. Now, in that time, I also learned many practices, of course, that became very lucrative for the business, but also I learned much more about myself. I learned much more about just what it means to be quiet, to understand
yeah.
that you don't have all the answers, and to be okay with that. to be transparent and authentic, that you don't have all the answers, and turning to wonderful people that God systematically puts in your life that will have those answers for you, and to be okay with getting real clear on my ego, letting my ego go, and just getting so like a knife through butter, just that type of clarity as to what my next steps were. When before I was full of brain fog and clouded, didn't know what to do, doing what I thought I had to do, forcing, making things happen, and then nothing was happening. And just really sitting still and really incorporating self-care tactics in my prayer, my meditation, making things non-negotiable, starting to watch what I was eating, really those foundational principles of taking care of self, because, see, I am my first love. And that's what I had forgotten. I am my first love. And this body is a temple that is a gift from God for the time that I am allowed to be present on this earth. So I had to start taking care of the temple that was the pinnacle of the receiving of the feedback that was coming through divine flow. And so when I began to take care of this body, this beautiful temple that God has gifted me with, everything began to fall into place. The business started booming. I began to have alignments with various corporate partners that were just like dreams. Like you couldn't even make it happen on your own if you wanted to. It was all divinely aligned by God. And when it came time, when we actually sold our business, our multi-million dollar business, I wasn't looking for anyone to sell. That was me just surrendering and being in a magnetic state of just presence and accepting what God had for me. And honestly, this is just a little side note. The business, had we still been operating in the manner that we were operating, all of the businesses of that size were really starting to fail as of about 2 years ago, starting to fail. So God aligned it that I am now a part of a larger entity. I still maintain control of that business for the time being until I exit, because when you sell a business, they also want you to stay for a certain amount of time. But I was also able to position myself to be there, but also do what I love to do, and that is uplift and work with executive women on bettering themselves, positioning themselves as leaders, and really taking care of themselves fundamentally, because that's where that sweet spot, that's where the magic happens, that's where the blessings show up. So I really am so blessed, and I have learned that learning how to just sit back, receive, understand that your blessings come through people, and it may not look the way you think it's going to look. So sometimes I have to tell myself to shut up. Now, I haven't mastered this.
Okay,
get it twisted. I'm still human.
Okay.
Sometimes I still have to tell myself, Alicia, shut your mouth, Alicia. Sit down somewhere and allow it to just flow. So you will hear more about my story, the low points that I was in, you know, because as you know, I say, Kim, people see the glory, but they don't know the story. And when you come and you're present in Las Vegas on November 12th, you will hear the full story of where I came from to where I am now. And you will know if I can do it, so can you. Nothing is unattainable. Each one of us is a divine gift on this earth that has the power to manifest anything we desire.
Okay. Yes, indeed. And I just truly love it. I love your energy. And I can't wait for them to hear everyone's story. I mean, it's just going to be so powerful. My goodness. And, you know, the awesome thing about this, Dondi, I actually found out. I'm going to go ahead and take you ladies off mute real quick. I have Lucretia and Adani. I'm going to take you off mute. There we go. All right. I just didn't want background noise. Okay, ladies. It's so funny because Adani, I actually seen an advertisement on Facebook. I attended one of her seminars here in Las Vegas. She's actually moved in Missouri now, correct, Adani?
Correct.
But at the time she was here in Las Vegas, and I was like, I got to go to this seminar. I mean, it was just something telling me I had to be there. We met, hit it off, connected right at the point, and God told me, you're this woman you're going to need in the future. And it's so crazy because when I heard Adonde speak, I said, oh, my gosh. I said, Lord, this woman is just gifted. And so then Lucretia, Lucretia came in my life at a point where I had some transition and some things going on. And little did I know, her doing my hair helped me to heal. You see what I'm saying? And then and it's just so crazy how you remember, because you remember Lucretia the time I came in your life. It was a low.
Yes, I remember.
And Lucretia was there for me, and I had went through some personal deep things, but it was her healing hand. You know, and her listening ears just being there for me. I'm trying not to cry, but just being there for me at a point when I felt so low. And Lucretia knew, and I tell this all the time, I said, I thank God for you. I thank God for you. Because a lot of people think, oh, just going to the hairstyles, that's money I can't spend. I can do my hair myself. It is so much deeper. It is an experience that you are missing. And then with Alicia, it's amazing how we connected through another course online and a class we were taking, and God led our paths, and we ended up endeavoring into other business, you know, classes and courses. And it's so funny because we kept noticing each other in these classes online. I'm like, there she is again. There she is again. I said, okay, God, I guess it's meant for me to connect with this lady. I hadn't seen her in like two or three classes. But you're absolutely right. How we think people are supposed to align in our life and how we think people are supposed to give us information or a gift or an experience, whatever may be the case, it is not up to us. And this is why, ladies, I'm telling you, this Ambitious Woman Seminar, you may feel, oh, well, I don't have the money to come. Do not miss this experience. November 12, 2016 will not come again. These speaker women may not be mixed together again. You know what I'm saying? This panel was ordained, and it was meant to be. The women that I have, the seven speakers that are there, were all divinely appointed to speak to you. Each of them have a story. One you may resonate more with than the other. But I guarantee you, when you walk in November 12th, you will not walk out the same. So now is the time, ladies. Stop making excuses. In the link there, if you look at the show link, you can click, scroll down. It'll say click here to register. Purchase your ticket now. All right? Do not let the smoke screens of lack stop you from coming on November 12th. Find a way to get there. Find a way to make the money. I tell people all the time, it is not lack of money your problem. It is lack of creativity. Find a way to make the money.
Yes.
If you got to babysit, if you got to sell some clothes, do a garage sale, if you got an Uber, whatever you need to do, girlfriend, get there on November 12th, because I promise you, there's a message that you need to hear, and there's a reason you need to be there. So each woman, I just wanted to share a teeny bit about why I selected them and what it was about each woman I felt was so special, why they are going to be there at the Ambitious Woman Seminar. And so do not miss this epic moment, and definitely make sure that you spread the word, share it with a friend, a family member. Like I said, if you don't know what you want to do, you will have something by the time you leave. If you know you want to start your business, you're miserable working for somebody else, right? And you're just basically trading dollars for hour. You are working for somebody else, making them rich. It's time for you to come to the Ambitious Woman Seminar on November 12th, ladies. I want to say thank you so much, Adonde, Lucretia, and Alicia, for coming live on the air today. We will have part two next week with the remaining four speakers on the panel, and I can't wait for you to hear a sneak peek behind the scenes of what they're doing to prepare and why they feel you need to be there as well. And so, ladies, does anybody else want to provide any other information before we close today?
I just would love to say one thing about the connection of women. The connection of women in a room together creates change. We are the hubs of change.
Yes.
Our feminine divine leadership is what is going to change the paradigm in this world we live in. So let's all come together, ladies, in one accord, in one space, stand in agreement, stand together, and let's do this.
Yes, I love it. Yes. I love it, love it, love it. All right. Well, look, if y'all cannot feel the excitement all right, and the energy through this call. And I'm going to tell you, go outside, do about 10 jumping jacks, come back and replay the show. Because if you can't spell it, then there's something going on with you, because I'm telling you, it's a transfer of energy, positiveness. These are all positive, optimistic women. That's all I associate myself with, you know, women that think big and women that are go-getters, and this is what it's about. So make sure you check us out on November 12th. Get your tickets. You can go to KimBullockHenix.com. For those of you who are listening on Facebook, Twitter, or what's the other one? Instagram. Right, if you're clicking on the link, listening live via social media, if you go to KimBullockHenix.com and go to products, and then you'll see special events. You will see the Ambitious Woman Seminar there. Make sure you get your ticket, all right, because I'm telling you, this event is going to be life-changing. We begin at 10 a.m., all right, so make sure you get there a few minutes early so you can register. And we are also going to have a mix and mingle, for there's going to be vendors that will be present. Some of the speakers are vendors. I'm going to take a moment where you can mix and mingle with the vendors. We'll have a break, and you can see some of these incredible creative women and what they're doing to use their talents in order to manifest an income in their life and abundance. So, all right, ladies, well, thank you so much for coming live onto Brown Sugar Radio. They tried to play me with my theme song, didn't they? But I got that right. All right. Well, I love each and every single one of you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I will see you on November 12th. Cannot wait for this epic, epic moment. All right, ladies, you guys have a blessed day, and thank you so much for coming on to Brown Sugar Radio.
Thank you, Kim.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.